一二，大家先欢迎兄弟姐妹这三个聚会来参加这讲习会，研习会。
First of all, we'd like to extend a warm welcome to all of you into our seminar for today.
特别是有外州外国的代表，这是我们邀请所有不是加州的兄弟姐妹，在外州外国代表啊，兄弟姐妹三个起立观聚会。
If you are someone from outside of Southern California, would you please stand? And we'd like to extend a warm welcome to you.Please be seated.
就是我简单来介绍啊，咱今天的讲完啊，
麦金塔博士。Introduce our speaker for today, Dr. Gary McIntosh.
咱下晡会用台语翻啊，用英语翻作华语啊，英阿美用啊英语翻作台语。
This afternoon, the English will be translated to Mandarin, and then this evening, English will be translated into Taiwanese.
麦金达博士伊是伫富勒诶教务学博士，伊专门讲即个教会正统。
Dr. McIntosh have finished his DMin from Fuller Theological Seminary in the growth Church Growth Studies program.
伊目前是白俄罗斯大学诶即个 Talbot 神学院诶教授。
Before he's presently with Talbot School of Theology, Biola University, he's a professor.
伊专门教诶课目是即个基督教诶属纲甲领导。
He is a professor on Christian ministry and leadership.
伊家己有一个负担，所以伫1989年，伊设立一个公司，是叫做麦金塔教会诶正统顾问公司。
As the Lord led him, he put together the McIntosh Church Growth Network.A church consulting firm that he founded in 1981. He has served over 500 churches. We are delighted to have him here, to be here with us, to share with us today. We'd like to give the rest of the time to Dr. McIntosh and interpreted by Dr. Isaac Chen.
It is good to be with you.
很高兴今天能够在这里。
My wife and I have been looking forward to this for several months.
我太太跟我呢，就是期待今天的来到。
And we will trust that God will direct us and lead us to some insights that may be helpful in the growth of your church.
我相信神要借着今天的分享呢，帮助我们教会可以有更多的成长。
In 1983, I began consulting with churches around the United States and Canada.
从1983年开始，我大概从美国跟加拿大，我从常常做协谈的工作。
In consulting, I began to see that there were differences in churches based on the size of the church.
在这样子跟教会协谈的当中呢，我看到因为教会的大小不一样，而有很多的不一样。
I began to discover that sometimes we think that the best way to understand the church is by its denomination.
有些时候我们以为要认识一个教会最好是经由它是什么宗派。
And other people think the best way to understand the church is to study its theology.
有些时候我们以为是因为它的神学。
And still other people think the best way to understand the church is to look at the geographical location.
有些时候我们以为是区域的因素。
And all of these things are important.
是的，这些因素都很重要。
But I soon discovered that the best way to understand a church is by looking at whether it is small, medium, or large.
但是逐渐的，我发现说，要了解一个教会，最重要的是从它的大小开始，是大、中、小型。
And so today we want to take a little bit of time to look at the differences that churches have based on their size.
所以我们今天要从这个角度来看教会。
So to begin with, let's look at our notes, and we will follow that.
我们要照着我们你手上的手册的第一页，我们要来开始讲。
It's not going to work. Right, let's walk down here. Right, so here. We're going to walk down here in front.
我们要从这里来讲。
It works. It works. That's good. All right. What size are you?
我们教会有多大？
One way we can look at size is to look at the small church.
一个是小型的教会。
In the United States, looking at all Protestant churches, churches under 200 would be considered small.
在美国，大概基督教里面呢，200个人以下的都叫做小型教会。
And yet, if you have a church with 200 people, it's actually pretty large, isn't it?
但是如果我们教会有200人，你有些时候会觉得它还是蛮大的。
That's because there's different ways of determining what is small.
因为这是我们有不同的测量因素来看看它是大还是小。
In the United States, as we look at all Protestant churches,
我们在美国看到所有基督教的教会。
We see this breakdown in the determination of size.
我们在这里看到它从比例上来看它的大小。
And what you can see on the screen is that 80% of all the churches would be under 200.
在美国呢，大概80%呢，大概都是在200个人以下的。
But if we look at the bottom, we see that 60% of all churches would be 100 to 129.
其中的60%是从大概100到129个人当中。
But that's still pretty large.
虽然是这样子，还是不算小。
And so we find that there are even smaller churches in the United States.
我们发现在美国还有更小的教会。
And as you can see, if your church is between 75 and 100, you are the average church in the United States.
如果你的教会是大概75到100人当中呢，你在美国呢是属于是中间的。
50% of all churches would be larger than this, and 50% would be smaller than 75.
在美国呢，大概50%呢是在100个人以上，50%在100个人以下。
And yet, there's even smaller churches. As you can see, if your church is 35 to 39, then 25% of the churches would be smaller than you.
在这里大概有25%以下，大概是在35到39个人当中。
When I first got out of seminary, my church was 29 people.
我刚神学院毕业，我的教会是29个人。
And so it would have been one of the smallest churches.
大概是可以说是最小的教会。
And as we can see that there are even smaller churches, if you can look at the screen.
你可以看到有的甚至比19个人还少。
The church I pastored was 25 to 29 people, and 15% of the churches would have been smaller, 85% of the churches would have been larger.
如果你的教会是大概25到29人当中呢，你大概是在最下面的15%，大概85%的人比你的教会还大。
So there are differences in how we understand small.
所以这里就是表示我们对于认识什么是小呢，有不同的差异。
And yet, in the United States, we look at churches under 200 as small because of the way that they're organized and structured.
在美国，我们把200个以下当成是小型教会，主要是因为从它的组织上来看。
We also think of churches as middle size.
我们也看到中型的教会。
And in the United States, a middle-sized church would be between about 200 and 400 people.
在美国200个到400个人当中呢，算是中型的教会。
If we look at the breakdown in the United States, we find that 85% of the churches would be smaller than 200, and 15% of them would be larger than 200.
我们看到大概有85%以上呢，都是在200到249当中。
And then, of course, there are the large churches.
再来就是大型的教会。
And in the United States, a large church would be 400 or more people.
400个人以上的教会，我们称它叫大型的教会。
You have heard of the mega church.
我们听到超大型的教会。
And in the United States, a mega church would be 2,000 or more people on a Sunday morning.
2,000个人以上的叫做超大型的教会。
We tend to think there's a lot of those churches.
我们有些时候想
We think that there's a lot of those large
churches. 我们以为有很大很多这样子的大教会。
But actually, there's not very many.
但事实上并不是那么多。
If you look at the screen, you'll see that churches 2,000 and larger represent only 1% of all the churches.
我们事实上2,000人以上的教会大概只有占教会里面的1%。
99% of the churches would be smaller than 2,000.
99% 的是在2,000人以下。
But we tend to think there's a lot of mega churches.
有些时候我们倾向想说有很多超大型的教会。
Because all of the books get written about them.
因为大部分的书都是讲到超大型的教会。
And all the newspaper articles get written about them.
所有的报纸也是讲到报道这种的大型的教会。
But there really isn't that many.
但是这种超大型的教会事实上是很少。
Most churches are small.
大部分的教会都是小型教会。
Now, in the evangelical Formosan church,
对我们台福来说
a small church would probably be a church from one or two people up to 75 people.
也许我们的小教会就是大概一两个人到75个人之间。
And a medium-sized church would be from 75 up to about 200 people.
也许对我们来讲，中型的教会是75到200个人当中。
And if you have more than 200 people, you would be a large church.
如果你是200个人以上的教会，你就是算是大型的教会。
So you need to make the adjustments in your own thinking as we talk about this today.
所以当我们今天在讲的时候，你需要照着你自己的稍微跟着你的想法，修正你的想法。
We want to talk about how the church is orientated.
我们要看看说教会它的倾向是什么。
And one of the first things we discover about small churches is that they have an orientation to be very relational.
小型教会呢最大的特点就是它是关系倾向。
In small churches, we know everyone by first name.
在小型教会里面，我们每一个人都认识其他的人。
In a small church, if the pastor looks in the congregation, he can see if you're missing.
在小型教会里面，他一个牧师可以看到是不是有人没有来。
And so many things in the small church are done because we are very personal and relational with each other.
所以在小型教会里面，一些事工的完成就是因为我们有个别的关系。
And one of the reasons a small church doesn't grow is because we don't want to lose the family relational feel.
那在小型教会里面呢，它为什么不能够成长呢？以其中一个很重要的原因，是因为我们不愿意失去那种彼此之间很亲密的关系。
When a church gets larger to a medium-sized church,
对于中型的教会呢
，it begins to develop more programs.
会有更多的事工。
And so there will be many different ministries that are functioning in the church.
所以在教会里面有许多不同的事工。
And because of all the different ministries, we have to have more organization.
因为有不同的事工，所以我们需要不同的组织。
And so when a church is a medium-sized church, we have more committees.
所以在中型的教会里面，我们有各种的委员会。
And we have to begin to think more about using a calendar.
我们需要更多用到这个日历。
And we have to plan ahead if we want to use a room in the church building.
如果我们要用到教会的设施的话，我们更需要有一些的计划。
And thus a medium-sized church begins to be organized around the program.
所以中型教会呢，慢慢的用事工做中心。
While in a small church, it's organized around the relationships of the people.
那么小型教会呢，是用关系做中心。
In the large church,It becomes very, very organizational.
对大型的教会呢，却是用组织做中心。
In a large church, we will have many, many programs.
在大教会里面，我们有很多的事工。
And we have a multiple staff of pastors.
我们有牧师是许多的同工。
And we have many boards and committees.
我们有长执会，我们有许多的委员会。
And so we have to begin to think more like a business.
所以我们在大教会里面呢，我们有时候是想想好像是一个生意一样，
now
一个企业。
Now the church is not a business.
虽然教会不是一个企业。
But when a church gets big, we have to think business-like.
但是呢，教会越来越大的时候，我们越需要用企业的角度来看教会。
And therefore, the large church is not as relational.
所以在大教会里面你我们发现说大家中间的关系呢没有那么清楚。
This creates tension when a church begins to grow.
在这里呢我们发现说教会慢慢的增长的时候中间会有一些的张力。
On the left side, we have the small church.
在左边是小型教会。
And on the right side, we have the large church.
在右边是大型教会。
As a small church begins to get larger, and it becomes, as a small church grows to be a large church,
当小型教会逐渐扩充成大型教会的时候
it goes through a transition,
它经过了一个转型期
in terms of becoming a middle-sized church,
它就是变成一个中型教会。
And as the small church grows to be a large church, it creates tension and pressure.
当小型教会慢慢转型成大型教会的时候呢，会产生一些的张力，一些的压力。
Because the people in the small church feel as though they are being forgotten.
因为小型教会的那些成员呢，会慢慢觉得说他们被遗忘了。
They like the small family feeling of the small church.
他们喜欢那个小型教会中间呢，彼此之间那个亲密的关系，家庭的关系。
And they know that if the church gets larger, that they won't have that family feeling.
他们知道说当教会越来越大的时候，那一种感觉就越来越少。
And so the small church resists getting larger so that they can stay small.
所以小型教会呢，就抵挡或者是不愿意成为大型教会，因为他们不愿意失去那一种亲密的感觉。
So as a church grows through that middle size,
所以当教会慢慢成为中型教会的时候，
there's a lot of pressure and tension in the church.
教会里面就有很多的压力跟张力。
Some of the people want to continue to grow and have the church get large.
有些人就要教会越来越大。
Some of the people want a large church so they can impact the world in a greater way for Christ.
有些人要愿意教会越来越增长越大，因为他们可以影响这个世界。
But other people in the church want to stay in the small family size.
但是有一些人呢，就不愿意这样成长，他们要教会呢，还是一样维持小的这种的形态。
So this medium size area becomes a very difficult transition for the church.
所以中型教会是一个非常困难的一个时期。
Another way to understand this is to see the small church as a single cell church.
我们可以另外来看，就是一个小型教会就是一个单眼的细胞。
In a small church, it looks something like this picture.
小型教会就像是这张图所显示的。
Could you push that back for me? No, it's the other direction. There you go. There you go. You'll see in the picture that the large circle here represents one or two key families in the church.
我们看到这个圆圈里面有一个叫做核心的家庭。
Most small churches tend to have one or two families who kind of control the church.
在小型教会里面，就是大概一两个核心的家庭控制着整个教会。
These families are good people.
这些家庭呢是好人。
These families love the Lord.
这些家庭呢，他们也爱主。
And they love their church.
他们也爱教会。
But they tend to want to control everything that happens in the church.
但是呢，倾向就是这几个家庭，一两个家庭呢，就会控制教会。
They want to make all the decisions.
他们要做所有的决定。
And what happens is the church becomes ingrown.
所以教会就向内增长。
The arrows on this circle indicate that the church is inward focused.
所以他们的焦点就是向内。
That all of the ministries of the church are focused on the people who are already there.
他们的事工就是以教会现有的成员呢做他们的目标。
And almost no ministries focus outward to reach new people for Jesus Christ.
几乎没有任何的事工是为了能够到教会之外呢把人带到教会里面。
And so the church becomes what we call single-celled.
所以教会变成一个我们所谓的单眼细胞。
Because it is just controlled by one group of people.
因为教会是被很少数的一些人所控制。
The problem is that when visitors come, they are not as accepted in the church.
问题就是有一些新来的朋友，他们觉得他们不被接纳。
A visitor will come and they will be welcomed graciously on Sunday morning.
是的，在礼拜日早上呢，新来的人他们会被好好的被欢迎。
However, if they stay for a long time, they do not get accepted into the church.
但是他们在教会慢慢久了呢，他们发现他们不能够打入教会的里面，他们没有被接受。
And so the new person eventually leaves the church.
所以这些新来的朋友呢，到最后就离开了教会。
You know that you're a single-celled church.
在这种单眼的细胞的教会里面。
If you have a close face-to-face fellowship,
这些人呢有彼此之间的面对面的这种的团契相交。
You're a single cell church if you have one or two families at the center of the church.
如果你的教会是这样子面对面，常常每一个人都认识每一个人，而且是有一两个家庭是核心家庭的话，你的教会就是属于这种小型教会。
And you know that you're a single cell church if you feel like a big loving family.
如果你觉得你的教会呢，好像是一个很有爱、很大家很亲热的一个教会呢，你的教会大概就是属于小型教会的形态。
If this is your church, it will be very difficult to grow.
如果你的教会，教会就很难增长。
Because everything is focused in on your family.
因为所有的一切的施工都是针对着我们自己的家庭，我们里面教会里面的。
However, if you begin to reach out to people outside the church,
但是如果你能够你愿意伸手向教会之外的人来发展的话。
And begin to help them come into the family and the ministry that you have.
你愿意把他们带到教会的施工里面。
You will be able to grow.
你就会增长。
And then you will become what is called a stretch cell.
那么你就变成一种叫做所谓的延伸细胞。
When you become a stretch cell, the church begins to get larger.
延伸细胞就是单元的细胞呢，慢慢的越来越大。
And the church becomes larger by adding new ministries.
教会怎么变大呢？是因为慢慢的增加一些事工。
So you might add a preschool.
可能我们有那个学前的学校。
And you might add a 12-step program for people in the community.
我们也许有 G-Sir.
To help them overcome drug addiction.
也许我们有一些的施工是为了能够帮助人克服这个吃药的问题。
Or maybe to help them overcome addiction to credit cards.
也许呢是用太多钱的问题。
And as you reach out to these new people, some come to know Jesus and come into the church.
当他们经过这些事工的话，他们就经由这个事工来到教会里面来认识神。
As they come into the church begins to stretch. It gets to be a stretch cell.
所以他们进到教会里面来，教会呢就慢慢慢慢的往外扩张，就越来越大。
And it's a stretch cell because even though the church gets bigger,The control is still in the key family or families of the church.
为什么叫做延伸细胞呢？因为虽然教会越来越大呢，但是事实上教会还是被一两个家庭所控制。
New people come into the church.
没有错，会有新来的人。
But they're not allowed to be leaders in the church.
但是他们没有被允许成为教会的领袖。
New people come into the church.
新来的人。
But they're not allowed to help make decisions in the church.
但是呢，这些新来的人没有办法站在那个教会决定的那个位置上。
So even though the church gets larger,
所以虽然教会不断的增大
，it's still in the control of a very few people.
但是教会还是被少数的几个人所控制，几个家庭所控制。
And that's called the stretch cell.
这种叫做延伸细胞教会。
There was a church in Yorba Linda like this.
在尤巴林达有一个教会像这样子。
The church was about 200 on Sunday morning.
在礼拜日早上大概有200个人。
A new pastor came and the church began to grow.
来了一个牧师以后，一个新牧师以后，教会开始增长。
The church reached an attendance of about 850.
哇，这个教会成长到大概850个人左右。
A few years later, the pastor left.
Okay. 几年以后，这个牧师离开了。
After the pastor left, the board began to make decisions to make the church small again.
当牧师离开以后呢，这个长执会呢就决定要让教会越变成小教会。
When as the church grew, they went from one worship service to two worship services.
当教会在成长的时候，他们从一堂的崇拜变成两堂的崇拜。
After the pastor left, the board voted to go back to one service.
当牧师离开以后呢，长执会决定把两堂呢变成一堂。
When they went back to one service, they lost a lot of people.
当教会变成一堂的敬拜的时候，他们很多人离开了教会。
When the new pastor came, he started a lot of new ministries.
当这个新牧师来的时候，他开始了很多新的事工。
After the pastor left, the board voted to close most of those new ministries.
当那个牧师离开以后呢，那个长执会决定把这些事工通通都结束掉。
And so even though the church had become very large,
所以虽然教会成长到相当大的一个地方一个地步,
new people had not been brought into the leadership of the church.
问题是那些新来的人没有一个成为教会那个决策单位里面的一员。
And thus when the new pastor left,
所以因此在, 牧师离开以后,
the people that were in control of the church voted it back to be small.
那些本来控制教会的人呢, 就决定说, 让教会, 再变成小。
As your church begins to grow,
当教会开始增长的时候,
it's very important to disciple new leaders and bring them into the church.
当教会开始增长的时候, 非常重要的是, 我们需要, 开始使一些人成为门徒, 让他们成为教会的领导者。
It's very important to help new leaders become a part of your main church board.
很重要是要让这些领导者呢慢慢就成为长执会的一员。
Sometimes this is scary.
有些时候这让我们会觉得有点没有安全感。
Because they're not part of our family.
因为他不是我们的家庭里面的人。
And we're not sure if we can trust them.
有些时候我们甚至不知道我们是不是可以相信他们。
And we do need to be careful.
是的，有些时候我们是要很小心。
But we have to bring some new people into our leadership.
但是我们需要有一些新的人加入我们的长执会里面，我们的领导阶层里面。
New people will bring new energy.
新来的人呢，他们会带来新的力量。
And new people will bring new ideas.
新来的人会把一些新的观念带进来。
And new people will bring new ways to reach other new people.
新来的人会产生一些他们做事的新的方法，把一些新人，把一些外面的人再带到教会里面来。
So it's very important to bring the new people into the leadership of the church.
所以很重要的，我们需要在我们的长执会里面，我们的领导阶层里面有新的面孔。
If you're between 75 and 200 on Sunday morning, you may be a stretch cell.
你的教会可能就是一个延伸的细胞。
Here are some questions to ask.
这里有几个问题你要问自己。
Is your church a medium size?
我们的教会是不是中型教会?
Have you started new programs and new ministries that are bringing new people into the church?
是不是我们已经有开始新的事工，然后带来了新的人到教会里面来？
Does your leadership still continue to be the same people that were there when the church was small?
如果我们的教会的领导阶层还是原来的那一些人的话，就表示我们的教会还是停留在延伸细胞的那个阶段。
If these questions are true of your church, you are probably a stretched cell.
如果我们对这些问题的答案都是是的话，那就表示我们是延伸细胞的教会，是中型的教会。
Of course, some of you are large churches.
是的，我们当中有的是大型的教会。
And a large church is what we call a multiple cell.
大型教会有一个特点就是它是一个多元的细胞。
Here is a picture of a multiple-celled church.
这里就是有一个多元细胞的图画。
The church has many different programs and classes.
教会里面有很多不同的事工。
And here is the leadership board.
在中间那里是长执会。
And you will see in the picture that the leadership board is not connected to the other groups.
我们看到在大型的教会里面有一个很重要的特征，就是它的长执会呢，它决策章程呢，并不是跟特别的几个家庭连结在一起。What
I'm trying to illustrate here,
我在这里尝试要说明的是,
is that the leadership in the church comes from many different groups in the church.
就是说，这个教会的领导阶层呢，从很多不同的层面，很多不同的团契或小组来。
The leadership in the large church comes from many different families.
在教会里面，在大型教会里面的领导阶层呢，是来自很多不同的家庭。
And so the church can make decisions and get much larger.
所以教会可以做决定，然后越来越大。
You know you're a large church.
你知道你是一个大型的教会。
If there are too many people in your church to know everyone by first name.
如果你觉得教会人很多，你不认识每一个人，你的教会大概就是趋向于大型教会。
And if you have lots of groups and classes that people can belong to,
如果你的教会有很多不同的小组团契，你的教会大概可能属于大型的教会。
And if there are leaders representing many different small groups in the church,
如果你的教会的领导者呢，是来自于不同的团契小组的话，你的教会大概是属于大型的教会的形态。
A large church is just a lot of small churches in one big family.
这个大教会呢，事实上是有很多的小教会呢，在一个大家庭里面。
And so if we want to grow from being a small church to a large church, we have to add new groups and new classes and new programs.
所以如果我们要从小型教会呢转型到大型的教会，我们需要有不同的事工，不同的班级等等的。
Let's look at who sets the direction in the church.
再来我们看看说在教会里面是谁决定方向。
In the small church,
在小教会里面，
We find that the leadership resides in key families.
这些决定呢，大概都是由几个家庭所决定。
And of course, the key families make the decisions in the church.
当然，这些核心的家庭呢，他们做决定。
In the medium-sized church, the leadership resides in various committees and groups.
在中型的教会里面呢，教会的领导阶层呢，在不同的这些的委员会里面。
So in a medium-sized church, leadership may reside in the mission committee.
可能比如说是宣教的这个机构不是机构那个委员会。
Leadership may be in the worship committee.
可能是敬拜的委员。
Worship may be in the youth committee.
可能是在青年事工委员会里面。
Leadership resides in many different small committees.
所以呢，教会的领导阶层呢，就是在许多不同的这个委员会里面。
But in the large church, leadership usually resides in the pastor.
但是在大教会里面呢，领导呢主要是在牧师的身上。
And so the leadership in the small church will be in the families who have been in the church for many years.
所以在小型教会呢，大概领导都在几个在教会很久的几个核心家庭里面。
And sometimes in the small church, they don't let the pastor make decisions.
在小型教会呢，特别不让牧师做决定。
And so pastors come and pastors go.
所以牧师呢来了，牧师又走了。
I have heard that in some of your churches, your small churches, it's hard to keep pastors.
在我们当中呢，我们台府里面有很多小型教会呢，也很难保留那个牧者。
It may be because the pastors don't feel they can be a leader.
也许呢，是因为在我们这些小型教会里面呢，牧者呢觉得他们不能够成为教会真正的领袖。
Because in the small church, the family is the leader.
因为在小型教会里面呢，事实上是有几个核心的家庭呢，主宰着整个教会的方向。
But gradually, as a church grows,
但是当教会慢慢在成长的时候
，the families must give up the leadership to other people and eventually to the pastor.
当教会慢慢在成长的时候，那几个核心家庭呢，需要把他们的权力交出来，交给其他的领导者。
But for any size church to grow, the leaders must lead.
对任何一种形态的教会呢，不管教会有多大呢，最重要的是领导者本身，你需要让他能够做领导。
If you're in a small church,
如果你是小型教会
，and the family is the leader in the church,
如果家庭是教会的领导者
，then that family must have vision and set direction for the church.
如果真的是这样子的时候呢，那个那几个核心家庭呢，还是要为教会定出那的意向。
If you're in a small church and leadership resides in committees,
如果是你是小型教会，然后你的那个领导是在委员会里面
，then people on those committees must have vision for the future.
那么这些委员会的人必须要很忠心的来定下那个意向。
And if you're in a large church,
如果是在如果你的教会是大型教会
，then the pastor must have vision for the future.
那么如果你的教会是大型教会呢，牧师一定要做意向，一定要带领意向。
Any size church can grow.
任何教会的大小呢都可以成长。
As long as the leaders have the vision and desire for the church to grow.
只要教会的领导者有这个意向，愿意教会成长，教会一定会成长。
But the leader is different in each size church.
但是在这个三种不同的形态的教会里面呢，他领导的人呢不是不一样的。
In this regards, let's talk about the role of the pastor.
所以到这里我们就想到说牧者的角色到底是什么。
In the small church, the pastor is viewed as a caregiver.
对小型教会来讲，一个牧师就是能够照顾你的人。
The pastor in a small church is not understood to be a leader.
在小型教会里面呢牧师好像不被看为是一个领导者。
In most small churches, they want the pastor to be there to shepherd them.
在小城教会呢，他要他们的牧师呢做他们的牧者，照顾他们。
They want the pastor to be there to marry and bury them.
啊，他们要那个牧师呢，当他们结婚要死的时候呢，都是他在那里。
And to visit them in the hospital.
啊，在生病还没死的时候，也要在那里。
And to counsel their teenagers.
啊，他小孩出问题呢，也要在那里。
But in the small church, they do not want the pastor to lead.
啊，但是就是在小城教会里面呢，他们要牧师扮演这种角色，他们不要牧师做一个领导者。
And the reason is because they, the people, are the leaders in the small church.
小型教会里面呢，就是这几个人就是教会的领导者，而不是牧师。
When I've interviewed people in small churches,
当我面谈这些跟这些小型教会面谈的时候，
this is what they say about their pastor.
他们怎么讲到他们的牧师？
They say our minister loves everyone.
他说我们的牧师呢，爱我们教会的每一只羊。
They will say everyone in the community respects him.
他们会说我们这个社区的每一个人都尊敬他。
They will say he's got a real sense of humor.
他们会说他很有幽默感。
They will say the kids all like him.
他们说这小孩子也喜欢他。
They will say he cares for us and knows us by name.
在这种小型教会里面呢，这些人会说，我们的牧师呢，知道我们，而且认识我们，知道我们每一个人的名字。
And they will say he treats everyone the same.
他对我们都一视同仁。
Notice how very relational those comments are.
我们看到这所有的每一个人都表示出那个牧者跟会众中间的一种关系，非常个人性的关系。
What the people in a small church look for.
这就是小型教会里面所要求的
is a pastor who loves and cares for them.
就是这些牧者呢能够爱他们关心照顾他们
and we should love and care for them.
没有错我们是应该关心照顾我们的羊
but the key is to understand they're not asking the pastor to be the leader.
但是我们要了解说对这些小型教会的人来讲呢他们事实上是没有要求或者他们没有期待牧师成为他们的领导者
Sometimes when you pastor a small church, you think you are the leader.
如果你是牧养小型教会的，有些时候你认为你自己是教会的领导者。
And you try new things.
你就尝试新的事工。
You start new ministries.
你新的事工。
And it doesn't work.
但是呢，并不奏效。
That's because the church is not looking to you to be the leader.
因为呢，这些小型教会的其他的这些人呢，看你呢，不是把你看成是他们的领导者。
They just want you to love and care for them.
他们只要你爱他们，照顾他们。
Because they're just one big happy family.
因为他们只是小型教会，只是一个很快乐的一个大家庭而已。
Now in the medium-sized church,
那么中型教会呢？
The pastor is viewed as an administrator.
牧者被看成是一个行政的人员。
As a church begins to grow,
当教会开始成长
and it starts adding many programs and ministries,
开始有一些新的事工
you need to organize these ministries.
你需要把这些事工组织起来
you need to recruit and train new leaders.
你需要呼召一些人出来当教会的领导者
you need to organize the use of the facility.
你需要把组织教会的这些这些 facility
building
yeah. 怎么用
And this requires a pastor who has more organizational skills.
这些就需要说这个牧者有一些的组织的能力。
Some pastors like to do administration.
有一些牧者呢，他喜欢做这种行政的工作。
And they do very well in a medium-sized church.
他们在这种中型教会，他们可以生存得很好，他们可以做得很好。
Some pastors just like to shepherd people.
但是有一些牧者呢，他是喜欢做一个做一个牧羊人。
And they do very well in a smaller church.
那么这种很喜欢照顾人的呢，就是对在那个小型教会，他们可以做得很好。
But as a church grows from small to medium,
但是当这个教会从小型教会慢慢的成长成为中型教会的时候
，the pastor must grow to be an administrator.
当教会在转型的时候，牧者本身也需要成长。
Some pastors don't want to do that.
有一些牧者不愿意这样做。
Therefore, the church stays small.
他们就是要教会还是一样成为小教会。
Sometimes the pastor does want to grow to be an administrator.
有些时候的确这些小型教会的牧者他们本身愿意成长成为行政人员
But the people in the church don't want him to.
但是呢教会的会友不愿意他们的牧师有这种的转变
And therefore the church stays small.
因此呢教会还是一样变成是小教会没有办法成长
But if a pastor can grow in his skills,
如果牧师呢能够照着他自己的情形呢慢慢的成长
And the people allow him to do that.
而且会众也允许他们的牧师有这种的改变。
The church can then grow to be a medium-sized church.
那么这种的教会呢，就可以从小型慢慢的转型，成为成长，成为中型的教会。
Now we still love and care for people.
没有错，我们仍然爱跟照顾我们的我们的会友。
But we love and care for people differently in the medium-sized church than the small.
但是在中型教会里面呢，我们爱的方式跟小型教会不太一样。
I've also interviewed people in medium-sized churches.
我也面谈这些中型教会的人。
And this is some of the things they say about their pastor.
这些中型教会的人呢，他们怎么说到他们的牧师呢？
Note the difference between the small church and the medium-sized pastor.
请你注意到小型教会的会友跟中型教会的会友如何讲到他们的牧师。
A medium-sized church, they say, the pastor is a great planner.
那个中型教会的这些会友呢，说他们的牧师呢是很会做计划的人。
They will say, our pastor is an organizer.
他们会说我们的牧师是很会组织的人。
They will say, the pastor has put together a team.
他们会说我们的牧师可以把一些人召集起来成为一个团队。
They will say our pastor is a very creative person.
他们会说我们的牧师很有创造力。
And they will say he's well prepared for every meeting.
他们会说我们的牧师呢在各种的会议里面呢准备都非常的好，非常的周到。
Notice how that reflects organization.
我们有没有注意到这一些呢都讲到的都是一种组织的能力。
To plan, to organize as a pastor who's an administrator.
是计划或者是做各式各样的工作呢，都是显示出这个教会的牧师呢，有点像是行政的人员。
We must care for people.
我们是要照顾我们的会友。
But as a church grows,
但是当教会在成长的时候
，we must also organize and administer the ministry.
我们需要把教会慢慢的组织起来。
In a large church, the pastor is viewed as a leader.
那么在大教会来讲牧者的角色是什么？就被当成是教会的领导者。
This is what people say about the pastor in a large church.
那么大型教会的会友如何说到他们的牧师呢？
Our pastor has assembled a great staff.
他们会说哎呀我们的牧师呢召集了一些人成为同工群。
He's really got this church moving forward.
他能够把教会呢往前带动。
He's an outstanding leader.
是非常优秀的领导者。
Our pastor is a visionary.
我们的牧师是一个有意向的人。
He's a good strategist.
他是很有策略的人。
In a large church, the pastor can set vision from the pulpit.
在大型教会里面牧师可以从讲台里面来讲到教会的意向。
In a large church, the pastor can say, God has given me a great vision.
在大型教会里面牧师可以说神给我一个意向。
And he can tell the people the vision.
他可以告诉他的会众神给他什么意向。
And he can tell the people to follow him and this vision.
他可以告诉他的会众要跟随他来走向这个意向。
And the people will do it.
那这些会众呢也会跟着他走。
Because they see him as the leader.
因为这些会众在大型教会里面的会众呢，看他们的牧师为他们的领导者。
But in a small church,
但是在小教会里面呢，
if God gives a pastor a vision,
如果神给这个牧者呢有一个意向，
and he tells the people his vision,
他就告诉他的会众说神给我这样的一个意向，
the people say that's very nice.
那个会众就说是的很好，
but we're not going to go that way.
但是我们不要这样做。
When I pastored my church with 29 people,
当我牧养29个人教会的时候
I called the board together.
我把长执会召集在一起。
And I said, where does God want us to be in 25 years?
我告诉长执会的成员说神要我们25年以后成为什么样子的教会。
They just sat there and looked at me.
他们就在坐在那里就看着我。
They had no answer.
他们没有答案。
They could not think 25 years away.
他们不可能想到25年以后的事。
But in large churches, they have 25-year plans.
在大教会里面呢, 他们有25年的计划。
They have big dreams and great vision.
他们有大的意向, 他们有大的眼景。
Because that's the way large churches think.
因为大教会就是这样子, 有大的意向, 大的眼景。
But small churches only think about next month.
啊, 那小教会只想到的是明天, 啊, 是下个月。
Or maybe next year.
啊, 也许明年, 就这么这样子。
When I asked my board about a vision for 25 years,
当我问这些长执会的成员，25年以后的是什么样子教会？
I was 28 years old.
好，那个时候我28岁。
One of the men on the board was 75.
那个长执会里面有一个人75岁。
He laughed and he said, "I won't even be here in 25 years."
25年以后我不知道在哪里了。
I thought to myself, "That's silly." For me to think that way.
我就想跟我自己讲说, 哎呀, 我实在这样想, 实在也是有点愚蠢。
So I said, where do you want the church to be in 10 years?
那我就改一个方式, 我说, 那么10年呢?
They still had no ideas.
他们也没有想到10年。
I said, well, how about 5 years from now?
但5年呢?
They still had no ideas.
他们也没有想到5年以后的事。
Finally, I said, what do you want to do this year?
最后我跟他们讲说, 那你今年要做什么?
Then they had some ideas.
哎, 他们就有一些观念了。
Small churches don't think about vision.
小教会呢, 他们不会想到那个意向的问题。
They just think about making it through this year.
他们只想要今年如何度过今年。
Paying the bills.
能够教会能够没有破产。
Ending the year in the black of, on the budget.
那么一年过以后呢, 教会仍然是有余。
But the large churches think a long ways away.
但是大型教会呢, 想的是比较严谨的。
They have great dreams and great vision.
他们有大的意向, 他们有大的严谨。
So in a small church, they're not expecting the pastor to have vision.
所以对小型教会来讲, 他们并不期待他们的牧师有什么所谓的意向。
But in a large church, they do expect the pastor to have vision.
但是大型的教会呢, 他们就希望他们的牧师是有意向的人。
And in the medium-sized church, they expect the pastor to be a good organizer.
对中型教会的, 这些会友来讲呢, 他们就期待他们的牧师是一个很会组织的人。
One of the things we have to do to grow as a small church
对小教会要成长, 有一个事情很重要,
is to begin to allow the pastor to have more vision.
要小教会要成长, 有一个很重要, 就是要允许你的牧师呢, 能够有一些的意向。
A small church needs to think more about the future.
小教会呢, 你需要想到将来。
A small church needs to ask, what does God want to do through us?
小教会的会友呢, 需要想到说, 神到底要经由我们成就什么事。
The small church needs to ask, how does God want to use us to reach